Episode 3. There was no one in the paper's office. On a table, Jonathan saw the model ready to be duplicated. He glanced at his watch. He knew he had 2 hours before him. Therefore, he took his time to reproduce the signs and other mysterious formulas he had memorized in the afternoon. Then he took the page of games out and inserted his coded message instead under an enticing heading, "A ticket for Paradise Island. If you can restore the mysterious formula written in coded language, and do not forget to answer in 2 days' time." Jonathan put the model in order and left the room. The day after, when he received his copy of Campus, he checked that everything was as he had planned it. On the other hand, he had not forecast Chris's immediate reaction. "Paradise Island? What's that hoax you've played on us? We'll be prosecuted for your stupid ideas," he shouted when they met at the office. Jonathan did his best to convince him of his suspicion, but he only met with impatience and irony. It was quite clear that Jonathan had a dream and was turning his thesis into a thriller. They came back to Jonathan's. What a mess! Somebody had been rummaging in his room. His notebooks had been torn into pieces. His reading cards had been scattered on the floor. Books and drawers were upside down. But nothing had been stolen. Then Chris was convinced too, and they waited for the mail together. Episode 4. It took them a few days to read the answers, and they were pleased to see that more answers arrived every day. Making a synthesis was not an easy job. Every answer seemed to bring in a new element to the puzzle. It dealt with tropical plants, with chemical and radioactive treatments, and war strategies. Suddenly, a letter caught their eyes. It was a letter from Teddy, a highly popular professor. "Your coded letter simply fascinated me, and I look forward to reading soon the full-size solution, as I only reached a partial interpretation. Anyway, I'd like to congratulate the student who showed such clear-sightedness in a subject which still preoccupies scientists. It's true that radioactive emissions may completely transform certain plants, making them fatal to mankind." There was the solution. It was the press that revealed the whole story. A network had been set up which stole the conclusions of research lead in the university laboratories. Microfiche would pass by the library, where the librarian dissimulated them in the public files before the exchange took place. Only Jonathan's constant and systematic work had enabled him to discover one of the stolen documents. A few days later, Jonathan received a mysterious roll of paper. He discovered a beautiful life-size reproduction of a plate from Cook's diaries in it. With it, there was a ticket for Cook's Islands, where the Society of Scientists invited him to carry on his research under a climate closer to historical truth. Jonathan folded the letter. Now the thriller was ended. He still had a thesis to write up.